USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian is affecting the coast of South Carolina right now with 115-mile-an-hour winds and significant storm surge. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is moving a bit closer to shore and will be heading up to North Carolina by tonight. There, in Surf City, North Carolina, this woman says she's still trying to recover from last September's visit by Hurricane Florence.
We have lack of dunes in front of us. We were a complete gut job last September.
Parts of the Carolinas could get as much as 20 inches of rain from the storm. A state of emergency has now been declared for coastal Virginia as well. A report from ADP and Moody's Analytics shows the nation's private payrolls grew more than expected last month, creating around 195,000 new private sector jobs, well above the 140,000 that many had predicted. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
10 Democratic presidential hopefuls focused on climate change at 10 town halls held last night by CNN. Then this morning, one of the candidates, Pete Buttigieg, said that people are looking at the issue of climate change from the wrong perspective.
I think one of the reasons why we haven't gotten as far as we should on the climate debate is we're sometimes talking about it as a scientific debate or a political debate when we should really be talking about it as a moral debate.
He was speaking on MSNBC. The deadly boat fire off the coast of Santa Barbara over the weekend may have been caused by a cell phone charging station. The LA Times reporting that the surviving crew members told the owner of the boat that carried them to safety that the fire started in the galley near where cell phones and cameras had been plugged in to charge overnight. The NTSB has not commented on that report, though it does continue to interview the surviving crew members. And this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
We told you earlier in the newscast about a pretty good-looking ADP private sector jobs report out this morning. Also out this morning from the Labor Department, the weekly jobless report, which hasn't changed much. It shows around 217,000 workers filing first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 1,000 more than the previous week's revised total, but basically in line with what analysts were expecting. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors has declared the National Rifle Association a domestic terrorist organization, a resolution that was introduced after the mass shooting at the Gilroy Garlic Festival was approved unanimously this week. The board supervisor saying in a statement that, quote, nobody has done more to fan the flames of gun violence than the NRA. The NRA has called the passage a publicity stunt. General Motors CEO Mary Barra is to meet today with President Trump at the White House. The president's been critical of GM for closing four plants in Michigan, Ohio, and Maryland this year. And NFL is getting underway tonight, a new season of it, in fact, the 100th season for the league. The Green Bay Packers and Chicago Bears kicking it off at Soldier Field in Chicago. The game gets underway at 8:20 Eastern time and will be broadcast on NBC. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.